Please find your seats. Next Wednesday, we have a special day in the school. We're celebrating a day called Unity Day. It's next Wednesday, 6-6 in the calendar. Save the date. So what does that mean? It means that we're inviting 6th, 7th, and 8th grade parents and grandparents, in theory, if they're around, to pray with us from 8:15 till 9 a.m., followed by a light breakfast, 9 to 9:30. Some parents already have signed up. Usually moms don't come, but moms are encouraged as well to come. And we're trying to promote unity. What does it mean, unity, exactly? It's, this thing was started. It's a more of a global movement. It was started in Israel in honor of the three boys that were kidnapped 4 years ago, Eyal, Gilad, and Naftali, thank you. The three boys that were kidnapped. And ever since then, their parents wanted to dedicate a day, and legislation was passed in Israel. But this is officially the Global Unity Day in Israel. Every year it's a different day, but it's usually in June, the beginning of June. So we're celebrating it as well. We're having a joint minyan. We're starting with the Ashkenaz custom and then followed with the Sephardic custom and then a light breakfast. So in honor of that, I would like to share a few words about what it means to make shalom. The last Mishnah in all of Shas, in all of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the last Mishnah says the following. Lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha liYisrael ella hashalom. Hashem could not find a vessel that would hold bracha, that would hold blessings, money, health, happiness. The only vessel that could hold those things is shalom. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, Hashem oz le'amo yiten, Hashem yavarech et amo v'shalom. Hashem blessed us with shalom. What does that mean exactly? That Hashem only found the only vessel, the only cup that could hold bracha, that could hold money, that could hold health, happiness, all the goodness in this world is shalom. So the way I heard it was as follows. Hashem is constantly pouring upon all of us, all the time, certain shefa, bracha. He's pouring on all of our heads right now. Health, happiness, wealth, whatever you want, he's pouring it all over you right now. You have to just catch it. You have to catch it. You have to have the right cup. What is the right cup that could catch all the bracha? It says, Hashem, the only cup, the kli, mahzik bracha, is shalom. If you have peace, then you can catch all the bracha. If you have a cup that has holes in it, meaning you're not promoting peace, then you're not going to grab the bracha. It's going to go right through your cup, fall on the floor, maybe someone else will get it. That's what this last Mishnah, all of Shas, stresses. I think it's also important, yesterday we were watching a video in my class, the 8th grade Gemara class, we talked about what does it mean to make shalom? What does it mean to have unity? What does it mean, practically speaking? So if you notice, the Chazan, when they say the bracha, Oseh shalom b'mramav, they do like this, they say Oseh shalom, they go to the left, Hu b'rachmav yaseh shalom, they turn to the right. Why are they turning left and right when they say the word shalom? Oseh shalom. So we saw a video by Palachi, I think his name was, and he said that when it comes to peace and unity, you have to compromise. You can't always be straight. This is my way. I'd rather be right than happy. This is what I believe in. I'm not changing. You have to be willing to move a little to the left, move a little to the right. You can't always be so stuck in your way. He said in this one of his things, he said, if you look at a 5, 6, 7-year-old kid, usually you say to them, oh, they say, I'm never talking to you again, Dad. And then 5 minutes later, but I'll give you ice cream. And they say, okay, I love you, I love you, I love you. Why is the kid so willing? Because he'd rather be happy than be right. A 5, 6, 7-year-old kid understands, I'd rather be happy than right. Many adults, and sometimes young adults, we'd rather be right than be happy. Nope, I'm not compromising. This is the way I'm doing it. It's better to be happy than to be right. It's worth it to compromise. So what that means practically for you guys, what I think it means, is that if your friend's up on the roof or whatever, downstairs, say, no, this is what I want to do, these are the teams, just be willing to compromise. It's fine, you want those, I don't care, it's fine, let's just leave the teams. I don't care if it's fair or not. If your teachers tell you something, even if you don't understand why your teachers are telling you to do something, you say, fine, okay, I respect my teacher, I'm going to compromise, I'm going to listen to them. And of course, if your parents tell you something as well, to just listen to them and promote shalom. Ashrei Yoshevei Techa.